Welcome to the Artist Mother Podcast, featuring interviews with incredible working artists who are also mothers and compelling conversations regarding parenting and the art world. These conversations create a space for inclusivity and support for artist mothers worldwide. I'm Kaylin Butine, painter, mom of three, and podcast host. I'm so grateful you are tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
Right away, I decided if I was going to start Thrive, one of the core values was going to be community over competition. And I really wanted to flip this idea of like the competitive art world on its head and say that there is enough for everyone. And I just remember saying to my mom, I was like, I'm basically handing over my entire business model. It's easy to say the words community over competition. I mean, I had been saying it for 5 years at that point, and I believed it. I really, truly did, especially in the arts. But then this just really caught me. And I was like, this is hard to do. And that's why it's important. And I knew that I had to kind of walk the talk that I had been saying. But I just wanted to say it's scary. And anyone listening to this, if you've been in a similar situation or you feel that feeling of, I want to be, you know, generous and open, all I can say is, wow, it's so worth it.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Artist Mother Podcast, one I am very excited to share with you, because I've got my good friend, Jamie Smith here, who is an artist based in Vancouver, Canada, and the founder of Thrive. And we are going to share in conversation about our businesses, our communities, and share an exciting announcement with you. Jamie was featured on episode 94 of the podcast, so please make sure you go back and give it a listen to learn more about Jamie's personal story, about her art, and her journey. But for now, Jamie, you're here. Welcome back to the Artist Mother Podcast.
Thank you. Round two.
Round two. Would you share a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so thank you so much. It's lovely to be back. I am an artist myself. I run a community for female identifying and non-binary artists called Thrive. And I also make Skillshare classes, apparently. I will be launching my sixth class soon, which is not what I thought would happen. And it's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So teacher, community maker, and artist.
Okay, so many of you have heard me talk about sort of the growth of the Artist Mother community, the trajectory. But I just wanted to like really briefly bring you back to the beginning and talk just a little bit about the forward motion that we've had. So I started recording episodes in 2018, officially launched the podcast in February of 2019 with three episodes, and kind of, you know, went full steam ahead from there. I really started the podcast because I was lonely, and being an artist living in a rural location, I had no tangible art community. And also being an artist parent, I just felt like I didn't know anybody who was talking about how you raise kids and juggle, you know, everything that especially women caregivers juggle with trying to, you know, pursue an art career on top of maybe another job. Like, it's just so much. And when I published the podcast, what felt like hundreds, so many artists came out of the woodwork. Like, they were all like laying in wait and just started, you know, connecting and showing up and identifying with the stories that I was sharing and, you know, really craving visibility for themselves. And so the podcast kind of turned into meetups. We did a retreat in the first year. We launched our Crit Group program, and we've had many other programs and events, always centering on, you know, providing visibility for women artists and caregivers and giving us a place to connect to grow together and to navigate our art careers as artists in an art world that doesn't feel like it's been built for us. And in 2021, January of 2021, I started an online network that is just our own. It's called the Artist Mother Network. And it was a platform through Mighty Networks. And starting the network really changed the game for our community because it became like this centralizing place where we're all connecting. So that's where I'm going to leave it for now. Jamie, why don't you share briefly about Thrive and just a little bit about the journey that you've been on with Thrive? And then we can talk a little bit about how we've been supporting each other.
Yeah, so very similar to you, Kaylin. I created Thrive because I felt really alone. For me, it was more that I had quit my full-time job to say I was an artist and to be an artist, and then very quickly figured out that it is very confusing. There was no one path. It was very hard to find connection points and community. And so I ended up starting Thrive out of my little art studio in Vancouver, in Canada, in July 2015. So it's been 7 years, which is really crazy to reflect on. But it was very grassroots. I hosted talks out of the studio, and then starting to gather female identifying artists in small groups that was called Mastermind. And that became a pretty substantial program that people would sign up to. And I think, like, upon reflecting for this episode, I would say we've enrolled and worked with over 600 artists in the last 7 years. Wow. So it's been a lot. And similar to you saying, the artists were laying in wait, which I really liked. They were waiting for you. I felt very similar. It just became this really, like, this huge need that community needed to happen. So I'm really passionate about teaching about the business side of being an artist and encouraging entrepreneurship. And I really want artists and I really want women to make the work that they want to make. And I want them to have a business they want to have. So I believe community is the only way to make this all sustainable, because I really believe being an artist is a long game. I have yet to meet the artist that says they're in it for the money. I want to meet that person.
Long career.
And so I really, though, think that there's things we can do together that just make it a lot more fun and a lot more sustainable, but also just sharing that knowledge. And I remember back, that was my biggest, there are a lot of books I could read, but I wanted these firsthand accounts from people living it. Like, I wanted to meet my people that were also trying as hard as me. And that's what I'm so grateful for with finding community and getting to know you, is finding women that are really in it. It just makes me feel way less alone. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely resonate with so much of what you said, and just the power of community just kind of happening all at once, I think, is something that we both experienced and was maybe a little bit unexpected, which was really cool. Okay, so let's talk about how we met and became friends and what our friendship has looked like. We're going somewhere with this, people, so hang in there.
We do have a plan.
Yes, we have a plan.
As you all know us, there is a plan.
So we were introduced... I mean, I feel like we were formally introduced by Liesl Strauss, yeah, who, you know, is a good friend of both of ours, who's somebody that we have both, like, reached out to and become friends with independently. And of course, like, I knew who you were, I knew of Thrive, but I wasn't, like, plugged into Thrive, and I'm sure, like, vice versa for you. And, you know, Liesl has always been such an inspiration in, like, really bringing, women in leadership together and, like, you know, just saying, like, why don't you talk to this person? I know that they can do this and, you know, whatever. And so when I reached out to Liesl and was telling her that I wanted to start, you know, our own like online platform, A Mighty Networks for Artist Mother, she was like, you know, you really should talk to Jamie because she has A Mighty Networks like for her community, for Thrive. And, you know, of course I was like, well, she's not going to want to like tell me the whole like plan. And, you know, it like there was this moment of it feeling like, is this even something I should ask? Because I don't want to be that person who's just like replicating your model or who's like skeezy, like coming in the back door and like taking something that you've worked really hard on. And so there was like a lot of vulnerability in the beginning of our friendship, I feel like, Jamie, because, you know, we both had have held on to and have these myths conditioned in us that, you know, we got to operate from a scarcity mindset and we've got to protect what we've worked for. And we've built ourselves up from our bootstraps and, you know, let nobody take that away from us and whatever. Yeah. And so I just, you know, I was so impressed and inspired by you that you really opened up to me kind of immediately and helped me set up my network. And that's where our friendship began.
Well, on the like, now that we know each other, now that I can say all the things, I remember getting that audio note from you, and we had spoken through Liesl, but never actually one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And you had, you know, left the audio note that Liesl had said to get in touch and you wanted to start a network. And I listened, and I remember I just afterwards, I called my mom, the great Mary Smith, and I was explaining to her, you know, the ask, and I just was like pretty honest. I was like, I'm pretty scared here because at this point, Thrive had been only on the network. The groups had stopped. Like it's literally my entire business was membership on the network. And as we're talking through, I was just like, you know, Thrive has literally came to be because another artist had said to me, do you really think artists would get together and tell each other everything? And she was an artist. And she said, you know, I don't think I'd feel comfortable with that. And right away I decided if I was going to start Thrive, one of the core values was going to be community over competition. And I really wanted to flip this idea of like the competitive art world on its head and say that there is enough for everyone. And I just remember saying to my mom, I was like, I'm basically handing over my entire business model, because if I explain this all, it doesn't make sense to not tell Kaylin exactly how to set it up and exactly from start to finish how to do it.
Yep.
And I'm literally just creating another thing. But I was like, this is Kaylin's community. This is her people. You know, I had to really like grapple with it. And why I'm telling the story is just because I wanted to share that it's easy to say the words community over competition. I mean, I had been saying it for 5 years at that point, and I believed it. I really, truly did, especially in the arts. And then, but then this just really caught me. And I was like, this is hard to do. And that's why it's important. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I had to kind of walk the talk that I had been saying, but I just wanted to say it's scary. And if, you know, anyone listening to this, if you've been in a similar situation or you feel that feeling of, I want to be, you know, generous and open, all I can say is, wow, it's so worth it. And the friendship we created by coming together with honesty and generosity, you know, we spent a year getting to know each other and really saying, I'm doing this. Do you want to do it with your community? I'm thinking of doing this. Like we were, I mean, part of this conversation is we were doubling up on all this programming because we were both sharing and being like, oh, my community would love that too. So
yeah.
I don't think I've ever told you that part of it, but just to say like how scary
you didn't tell
it was
me that you called
beginning.
Mary.
Yeah. I called Mary and like, this woman, this mother,
this random artist mother from Tennessee. I don't live in Tennessee anymore, but
I'm pretty sure I had to Google both of the places you've lived. So.
Vancouver. See, this is why I need a network, because nobody knows where I live. No, Fort Wayne is America's best kept secret. I am
don't tell.
Positive. Don't tell people. So I of course was like so desperate for your help and so grateful. And I feel like we moved from a place of, you know, Jamie helping me like with the ins and outs of Mighty Network and setting up my network to, as you shared, like really becoming peers in, like, you have a community that you're doing things with and you're leading, and I have one too. And like, you know, it's such a unique position to be in. And like facilitating community is just like, I didn't even know that was like a thing before
I don't think it is a job.
Was like doing it. And it's so like, there's, I just feel like I know so few models. Like there's not a lot of resources, you know, it's just like, your friendship has been so invaluable because you understand like what it's been like, you know?
I like to tell people that you're my colleague because I don't have any colleagues, and I think it sounds very fancy. And so my normal friends, my muggle friends are out, we're out. I'm like, oh yeah, my colleague, Caitlin.
That sounds much more professional than a peer. Like a peer is like a student to student, but a colleague is like professor to professor. I love it.
Yeah. Two professional women. Yeah.
That's us. So anyway,
colleague, take it from here.
We are so excited to share that Jamie and I, after this, you know, couple years of friendship, working together, supporting our communities, we even collaborated on several projects, which we'll talk about. We decided that, you know what, we're going to keep moving forward with this hopeful,
optimistic
stake in the ground, that we really believe that community is better than competition. And we are literally merging our networks. So what that means is that the Artist Mother Network and the Thrive Network are becoming the Thrive Together Network, which is
TTN.
It's such a beautiful name. It's our baby. We have come together, and I feel so grateful, because it's really hard to do all the things by yourself. And many of you know, that we've gone through like some staff changes at Artist Mother. There were some amazing folks who've worked for me in the past, and I love like working in collaboration with people. But I just want to share a personal story that when I, you know, was thinking about hiring someone to help me again at Artist Mother, I was talking to my co-director of Stay Home Gallery, Pam Marlene Taylor, who's, you know, my other work bestie, my other colleague.
So many colleagues, Kaylin.
I know. And Pam was, you know, she was saying, I think what you really need at Artist Mother is somebody who has skin in the game, like not somebody who's just working for you, but like a co-leader, like you have empowered me to be the co-director with you of Stay Home Gallery. And, you know, you run this amazing network and you really need somebody who's like your equal in sharing the load. And I don't know, I guess that got my wheels turning. And one day I said to you, Jamie, what if we just did this together?
Like, actually, your very words were,
what was it?
I still remember what you said. Don't you ever just think how great this could be if we just did this together? And I was like, in my head, I've never thought about that because I was so, there was just so many layers and so many parts. And I was just like, how would you even merge community? How would you even bring something together? And honestly, but it was, it just struck me. And I, yeah, that sounds amazing. We both, I think, were like, that's amazing, but how the heck would we do it? And then the fun really began.
I feel like you responded a lot quicker in a supportive way. Like, I thought you would have been like, oh God,
like take some of this stuff, yeah. Girl. Get over here.
No, we both immediately jumped into like, yeah. Okay, what would logistically that mean? And like, what would the planning, like, I feel like we already, like, we were already sold emotionally because we had like the friendship, we had the trust established. We had each other's best interests in mind. Like, we had already been so transparent with each other. Like, we had championed each other's communities that, like, that day that I said that, like, I remember like thinking like, she's gonna like ghost me for a few days, like after I asked this question. And, you know, you didn't, like, you were like, but what would that even look like logistically? And we were, you know, we kind of dived right into like, which is just like reflecting now, just it's striking me that I think we were able to do that because, you know, we were already like sold on each other, like emotionally, yeah. Like we, yeah, the, totally. The trust was there. So anyway, we're going to continue this conversation and talk a little bit more about the logistics of what that means. But we just, you know, we wanted to provide some context with all of you in sharing like how this happened and, you know, like why we actually believe this is a really big point of growth, I think, for both of us in trying to be the kind of leaders that we really want to be in the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I think it's growth to, well, I think it shows the confidence and the growth that I have because of the Thrive community. Thrive has changed a lot. And, you know, Tara Lee Bennett was co-founder in Thrive for a really long time and now is a full-time artist, which is so amazing. And when the pandemic happened, we went from no mastermind groups to the network, and it was just been me for 2 years. And then we did the live sessions on Tuesdays and business planning, and basically it's evolved. But I think, you know, younger Jamie wouldn't have always wanted to provide it to be kind of perfect and it to be, and what I've learned over this time of running community is that it's imperfect because we're a group of people and we're figuring it out, but it's just so wonderful. I just have so much faith in this working, and it's something that I couldn't have even done, you know, even a few years ago. It's really for me a growth point of, yep, like I believe this is important. I believe people will show up and I will keep showing up and we will keep showing up. So it's really, really exciting.
Yeah, I really resonate with that idea of letting go of some of the perfectionism and the control, because, you know, one of the reasons that I think we trust each other so much is that we are really similar in a lot of the ways that we think about things and the way that we, you know, the way that we work. Like, we have like similar communication styles and workflows. But it is messy to, to be in leadership. It is messy to be in community with people. It is messy to hold a pillar of transparency. And, you know, I can't do it all. I really can't. And I'm just at a point where, you know, something's got to give, and my community is going to be there for me in the changes that I make. And I know that, you know, they really value the connection and the community over some perfect system, you know. So yeah, we're lucky.
We're working on it.
We're working on it.
And also, I think the one thing that I really want to make sure that we don't forget here is that, you know, the name is changing and the Thrive Network community is moving over to the platform. So there is, I have had to, you know, put the ask out there, and that's happening. But a big part for you and the Artist Mother community is this podcast mm-hmm. and is the focus on caregivers and mothers. And, you know, that's not changing. I feel like with Thrive, there's so many mothers, and I look at having a business, having an art practice, just being a woman in this world, we become caregivers. Mm-hmm. We have these babies, whether they are actual children or not. And so I'm really excited because I think, especially on the network, we'll continue to have this, these conversations, and also this lens of being a woman and having to do a lot of work and unpaid mm-hmm. work. So, but I know you wanted to, you know, the podcast is here to stay and with your conversations.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's like, I've always had a little bit of, well, who am I leaving out, you know, mm-hmm. in this community building? Like, I feel like it's so important for artist mothers specifically to have space that is their own. And I think we've done a lot of work to provide the visibility that artist mothers are craving. But, you know, I also really believe in the idea of evolution and that, you know, we can't live these siloed lives. Like, part of the reason that we ourselves experience marginalization and feel like we're pushed out is because, you know, people are not seeing us, you know? And so mm-hmm. as long as we can maintain that safe space where we feel nurtured and seen for who we are, like, that's the foundation. And then it's like, we're moving outward and upward from there. And, mm-hmm. you know, so to your point, Jamie, the podcast is not changing. Like, the Artist Mother podcast is still going to be interviewing artists who are mothers, sharing their stories, talking about how they balance art and motherhood. But what is beautiful is how our communities have been built in, you know, with a lot of diversity. There's different legs of ways that people can be involved in our community. So you can be somebody who just listens to the podcast and you don't join the network. You can join the network. You can be part of our programming and crit group. You can come to a retreat, right? And so what Jamie and I are doing is, you know, just bringing together our communities and providing the tangible support for folks who want to be on the network and involved in some of the programming together, but the podcast will still remain Artist Mother Podcast.
Yes. And the Instagram will still be there as Artist Mother Podcast. And yes. then the Thrive Instagram is changed over to the new name of Thrive Together Network. So please go there to like find out all the community updates, and that's where we'll do member takeovers. And so right. that'll be a great place to be as well.
I'm so pleased to share that this episode of the Artist Mother Podcast is sponsored by Annie's Kit Clubs. Annie's Kit Clubs brings craft and art supplies right to your doorstep. From woodworking to beading, knitting to card making, crochet, quilting, and more, you can join a kit club, and ready-to-go craft kits are mailed straight to your home on a regular basis. No prep work required. Such a fun and easy way to learn a new technique or gain inspiration by folks at Annie's who make it easy for you to try your hand at a new medium. Annie's kit clubs come packaged with materials and instructions for each project, so once it hits your doorstep, you can jump right in. I love this. Use promo code ARTISTMOTHER75 to take 75% off your first month of a kit subscription. Find out more at annieskitclubs.com. These kits would be a super fun way to get your kiddos involved in art and crafting without the burden of them going through all of your studio materials or making a mess with your stuff. Try out the Simply Beads kit to learn the art of jewelry making, knit your own socks with the Love to Knit kit, learn the art of crochet and create unique Afghan squares with the Afghan Block of the Month Club or their Moroccan Tile Crochet Club. That sounds very fancy. There's even a Young Woodworkers Kit Club, which would be so fun for kids, and a Charm Pack Club, which brings you 42-piece charm packs from America's top fabric designers. So once again, to get inspiration and supplies straight to your door, check out Annie's Kit Clubs and use promo code ARTISTMOTHER75 to take 75%, thank you Annie's, off your first month of a kit subscription. Find out more at annieskitclubs.com. That's ANNIESKITCLUBS.com. Thank you so much, Annie's Kit Clubs, for supporting and sponsoring the Artist Mother podcast. So let's talk a little bit about what the Thrive Together Network will be and what it will offer now that we've sort of explained the merging. I know there's people listening who are already a member and they have already heard from us, like, you know, about our strategies, but there's lots of you listening who are not plugged into our membership and who are not plugged into our community in that way. And so we just want to explain for you, like, what the network is and what we offer on the network and how we're going to be supporting each other to better support you. So do you want to start, Jamie, and just share a little bit about sort of like the basic outline and structure?
Yeah. And I wanted to say, something that we are talking a lot about is creating sort of this idea of a year together, mm-hmm. and this rhythm and consistency. I think the biggest, what I struggle with so much with making art is it doesn't pat me on the back. It mm-hmm. doesn't tell me I'm doing a great job. It is hard. It is often quiet and relentless. Mm-hmm. And so what I've always struggled with community building is it is so fulfilling and immediate. And I can see people benefiting from my work. And I've struggled to really balance that. And I'm finally at a point with the last 2 years by, you know, just focusing on the network that I've been able to actually have a real studio practice. And mm-hmm. a really proud moment for me was doing, you know, the Taking Up Space show and the Tush show and showing this body of work that I created and doing a solo show. So what the whole point of all that is to say is that I've really learned this year that being an artist has these seasonal ups and downs, and the year, it kind of becomes this rhythm, you know. December is Christmas, you're going to get nothing done. And then we have, January is the lull. And then we launched TUS, the Taking Up Space project. And that, you know, became in May. And I think all of this has really led us to be able to look at a year mm-hmm. and say, what does a working artist need? And that, you know, definitely as parents, you know, artists that are parents, but artists that are also, you know, experiencing these same seasons. So mm-hmm. I think we are coming at this as like, what can we provide on the network that doesn't overload people, that creates support, accountability, and consistency? Mm-hmm. And so we both have been doing live sessions each week. So that is amazing. We've now come together. And so they're going to be called Art and Tea. Mm-hmm. And it starts in June. And those will be every Tuesday. And that for us really provides this every week. There's a place you can show up or you can watch the replay because they are recorded. And it's sort of this check-in point with yourself and with your community. And that for me, as, you know, trying to do the art thing and do everything, like those Tuesdays have become a foundational, and you'll have weekly prompts as well. Maybe I'll let you say the next one because I am monologuing.
I love the vision of, you know, really the vision that we created together of how we want to walk through life in community, right? And I don't want to constantly be pulled to like do the next thing. And oh, this podcast is doing this, I should do that or that, you know, whatever. Like, just, I want to set up a system where we can put our heads down, we can get the work done that we want to get done, but we have these structures in place that connect to natural rhythms of an artist's career that, like, we're, you know, kind of jiving in together, where we're saying, like, yeah, like, who's preparing for, like, Christmas sales? Like, what are you doing here? And, you know, we have programming that connects to that, and just kind of really trying to set up a structure where it doesn't feel like one more thing, where it really feels like, you know, this is how I'm moving through the world as an artist, with these like tools in my toolbox, with this structure, with this support of this community. And so, you know, the network is what it literally is an online portal for you to have a membership, for you to learn and meet other artists in your area. You know, you can use it as a major, major networking tool, you know, asking people questions, you know, pulling together and putting on exhibitions, meeting people in your area. Once a year, we facilitate a program called the Taking Up Space Initiative, which is basically a structure, an outline of resources that helps you facilitate your own exhibition, where we're literally empowering you and giving you permission to take up space in your own life and in your own career and in your own community. We do 2 virtual residencies a year, where we are committing as a community to, you know, make a certain body of work or get a certain amount of art admin done. Those happen roughly in February, March, and August, September. And then twice a year, we also run our popular Crit program. We've done it, I always say, about 6 times. I can't remember if it's 6, if we're going into the 7th, if it was 5, whatever. It's around 6 times. And, you know, like you were saying, back to the very beginning, how you've had at least 600 artists go through Thrive, you know, I wish I kept better track of the numbers, but there's been 300-400 artists who've gone through our programming. And it's like there when you want it, right? Like it's like you, if you're stuck in your studio, if you need a little motivation, if you know you're going to have a busy season and you want that structure to help you push through, like, we're providing, you know, mentorship, we're providing resources, through that program to help you advance your art career. And then
I get to be a leader.
Yes, you do.
A mentor.
You're going to be a mentor.
I'm very excited.
And we're going to have an episode coming up here shortly, I think after this one is published, where you'll hear a little bit more from the mentors who are going to be in this round. Crit program applications and enrollment opens June 7th. Very, very soon.
It's happening.
Very soon it's happening. And that program is for artists who are female identifying, non-binary, who want community-based experience to help you understand and contextualize your work better, and give you feedback on your work. And of course, there'll be, you know, other random programming that will pop up here and there. Many of you know Isadora Stowe and I do the Wearing All the Hats professional practice programming for artists. And we're going to be facilitating some of that through the Thrive Together Network. Jamie, you run a fantastic business planning course for artists, which you're going to be facilitating in the fall. So, you know, the network is like our container. It's like our home. It's our cabin. It's our lodge where we all get to come together and be in community and, you know, experience the seasons together. And then we go back out to our little homes, and then we come back and we sit by the fire and, you know, we share check and in. We check in. Mm-hmm. Anything else
the
you
lodge.
Want? The like lodge. That. Yeah. Anything else you want to say just about like what our network offers right now?
I think, you know, it's just All I would say is that it's hard to be making art and putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
And I think that one thing, the thing I'm most proud of is how friendly everyone is at Thrive and how happy we are to be together. And I just have seen, you know, we've now done some of these sessions with both communities. And for us, you know, everyone else was just showing up. But for me anyways, I think you too, Kaylin, we were kind of sitting there just being like, is everyone going to get along?
Yeah.
Because we were really excited about this, but you know, the community, you guys are what's important. And so, and it was just, it's been so seamless and lovely and same vibes. And so I'm just really proud of, you know, the people we get to be around.
Yeah, me too. And I feel the same. I have said before, I'm sure I'll say it again, that like artist mothers are just good people. Mm-hmm. Like everyone that you meet, they're good, good people. And they're people that you want in your corner, you know? And I love that that is true of your community too. And that we're now one community.
Now we get to say TTN.
TTN peeps. Members.
Thrive Together peeps. Our members are good people.
Good, good people.
Yeah.
Okay. How do we want the people, the peeps, the TTN peeps, the people in our community to feel because of what we are providing them? You know, I think it's easy as a leader to focus on like, I'm doing this program, like the logistics, I'm offering this service, I'm doing this program, I'm wah, wah, wah. But I think one of the things that's unique to you and I is that we really, we care about how people are feeling in our community.
We do.
Which has its pros and cons as a leader.
It's exhausting.
but we really do care about all of it lining up. Like, I think we're trying to address artists as whole people, as whole beings. Like, we don't ever want you to feel like you can only show up if you've got your professional hat on. Like, that's not, you know, like we're here to support you however you're in whatever season you are in. So how do we want our artists to feel, the artists in our community?
I mean, a big one is seen. And I think with visibility that there's a few layers. I think that's why community building is why we're saying it's not really a job. Like, what's the description for that? Because there's so many layers. It's, you know, we want our members to feel seen within coming to our programming, coming to our live sessions, you know, between each other, but it's also to this like greater world. You know, we need bigger representation of women out in the world. And so if we can, I mean, I always, why Thrive? Like when we say why it started, you know, I was feeling alone and wanted community, but I also needed like strength of numbers.
Yep.
And you're more powerful in numbers. And I think that's why like our test shows were so successful, is because I know I had feedback from artists that instead of them by themselves saying, can I please have a show come in June? They got to say, I'm part of this initiative.
Yep.
I'm part of this thing. And that is being seen, you know,
absolutely.
And that is important to me, to be, you know, membership and putting in the effort, because I know not every Tuesday people that come to Art and Tea feel it coming, but those are the efforts that, you know, start to bind you and start to propel you forward. And I think that's, it's really hard to do when you're by yourself. And so I want people to feel seen.
So we want people to feel seen. We want them to feel supported, which I feel like you touched on that a lot, just like how we're stronger in numbers. You know, there's a lot of loneliness in being an artist, and we want to provide you with a space to receive encouragement and also give encouragement to others, right? A really big one for me is I want my artists to feel empowered. Like, I want them to feel strong enough to take up the space that they deserve to take up in their own lives, in their own communities, but to do it in a way that is unique to them. Like, I think that's something that you and I also are really like, you know, on the same plane with, is like, we don't ever want to like give, you know, formulas, like here's the 10 steps to becoming whatever. Like, you know, we're more interested in like connecting artists to what is authentically, you know, true for them. Like what are your values? And like, that's where I see the diversity of our communities really shine, is that like we can learn from each other and, you know, take what is inspiring, but also like say no to some things, like strengthening that muscle to say like, you know what? I don't think I'm ever going to be an NFT artist, Jamie.
That's okay.
You are.
You're fine. We're all fine.
Yes. And then the last one, do you want to share the last one that we came up with?
Yeah. And I think this is really important, is to feel grounded. I think the biggest hardest part of being an artist and an entrepreneur and all the things of making your own path is that you know where you want to go. You see the vision, you see the beautiful website and art career, but there is a lot of steps to get there. And it can be that you can live in a lot of stress, mm-hmm. you know, is that ever going to happen? And instead, like, to ground down and say, I'm on a path, there is a routine, there is a rhythm. I just think that that makes life a lot easier. And mm-hmm. it's something that I have needed and wanted. And so I think both you and I really want to create that for people, mm-hmm. to create something consistent so that it's easier in the steps. There's a long road to that. And to be honest, as we all know, often that shiny thing at the end changes anyways, yep. and we never arrive there. So I'm sorry. That's the big secret. You never get there. So let's just have a grounded, nice way along the way.
Yes, I love it. I'm so proud to share that this episode is sponsored by Kindred Bravely. Kindred Bravely is a premium maternity and nursing brand that makes it easy for mothers to find functional, stylish, and comfortable clothing. Since launching in 2015, Kindred Bravely has grown into a sisterhood of moms who help each other transition from the bump to the breast and beyond. They use premium, super soft fabrics, including bamboo and organic cotton. They carry nursing-friendly dresses, tanks, and tees that are comfortable and stylish, and bump-friendly tops and bottoms, and a sleepwear line that is my personal favorite. Kindred Bravely is here for moms no matter where they are on their motherhood journey. Their mission is a comfortable bra in every nursing mother's wardrobe. So visit kindredbravely.com and use discount code AM20 to save 20% off your purchase. That's kindredbravely.com and use discount code AM20 to save 20% off. Thank you so much, Kindred Bravely, for existing in the world, for supporting mamas, and for supporting this podcast. We're wrapping up here, but I wanted us to share some of our 5-year goals that we have for our community. And I think, you know, we have more work to do with answering this, but just maybe some things that like come to mind. You know, the first one for me, just piggybacking off of what you just said, is that like, what is a year in the life of an artist, and like providing mm-hmm. a rhythm and a structure that both feels flexible and porous enough that it's still relatable when you want to say no to a certain opportunity, but also that like feels like support that you really need to like get you through, you know, certain seasons, and that feels like very tangible and connected to whatever's happening in your life. What are some other 5-year goals we have?
Well, I feel like Tess just really got us like excited and also caught us by surprise. I think we went into it being like, if 10 people do shows, that would be great. And mm-hmm. so in the first year, we had over 60 shows, I'm sure more, and all over the world, you mm-hmm. know? So I think if we're talking 5 years, I'm going to put our shiny object out there. I think there should be over 500 shows that have gone through the tests that have happened because of that time mm-hmm. together. We're doing the spotlight sessions right now and like, and having members share the shows they've done and the power and the people that have come and seen this work because people got together and did this and set a goal. It's amazing. So yeah, yeah. TUS definitely 500. Join next year and do TUS with us to add, yep. to get that number up.
Absolutely. And I think another one for me, which comes back to that idea of like sustainability, is making sure that our platforms are always generating opportunities for other artists, whether that's, you know, a financial opportunity for them to be in leadership, to, you know, earn money, like being a mentor in Crit program, or, you know, earning income, like giving an artist talk or whatever that is. But, you know, really feeling like this community is providing something that you need, you know, that you can use and utilize to advance your art career, like really making it sustainable for all of us, you know. That's really important
too, is just that generating momentum as well, you know, momentum to learn the next thing or be inspired by an artist talk or be inspired by another member and think, you know, I've never thought about doing this. I'm going to try this now. And those are the things that I think, you know, you hear these people, their success stories. It's the little things. It's the consistent time they spent learning or with other people that, you know, kind of gave them that seed for the next thing.
Yes. Okay. Normally we close podcast episodes with our final five. But I thought we would do something a little bit different. And we would do five right now.
I like it.
So number one, Jamie, what are you currently reading? And I'm also going to answer.
Okay. This was terrible because I'm not reading anything. And I really thought about lying. I really did. And I decided, why not? Let's just not lie. So I am listening to a daily podcast about NFTs. But you don't have to do them, Caitlin.
No.
You're going to be fine.
I'm not doing it. I'm just okay. You're going to give me the quick and dirty about NFTs. Yes. That's what's going to happen.
So I'm listening to that.
Well, I am currently reading the book called, well, actually I'm listening to this book, The Golden Couple by Greer Hendricks and Sarah Pekkanen. Ooh, it's really good. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like it's a therapist and she is like explaining her session, her like relationship with these clients. And then you like think somebody's like a murderer. Like, I guess it's kind of like a mystery. Like there's some plot twists. It's good. I've been listening to it in the studio and it like, I really like having like kind of a, you know, like a book that like has a lot of momentum, like kind of keeps me moving. And then I'm also browsing this book called The Lazy Genius Kitchen by Kendra Adachi, because we are going through a kitchen renovation and boy howdy, my kitchen is gonna be exactly what I want it to be. So I'm
there, you go.
I'm getting in there with some books. Great. And my 10-year-old's been reading it too. Oh, like I find it on his nightstand. I'm like, Finley, what's up with like, why do you have my book in here? He's like, oh, I'm reading about how to essentialize our kitchen cabinets.
No.
Yes. He's like, he's like bookmarking things. Like he's like, when the kitchen's done, we should come back and do this activity together.
Oh my gosh. Wow. This kitchen needs to be done because literally the entire family is ready.
I know.
What does that say?
Oh Lord. Okay. What are you currently watching?
So my favorite show right now is Severance, which I feel like you started.
I started the first episode, but we have a couple other shows that we're like in the middle of. So I'm going to come back to it when I finish a couple of these other things.
Okay. You have to be honest. Did you like it or was it too weird?
No, I really liked it. It's definitely the kind of show that John and I would watch. I don't think I would watch it by myself, but
yeah. It's a lot.
It feels like a really good show to like watch one episode and like think about and digest together, you know?
The quick summary is that it's a tech company that this guy works for, and you can have this operation and become a severance worker, where when you go to work, you don't remember anything. So it's like supposed to be that you're working with important documents. So they don't want you to leak the information. So you have your innie is the person that goes to work, and your outie is the person that you are after work. And so it just, it becomes a mystery, and it's really, really good.
Yeah. We have to talk about the first episode, actually. I don't want to bore our listeners too much, but I have a few things to say to you that I hadn't thought of. Okay. Well, I'm currently watching, season four. We actually just finished it last night, of Ozark, which,
I've never seen it.
It's so,
I have to be careful. I can't watch anything too scary.
It's not scary. There's just some shooting.
Wild.
There's just some murder. It's fascinating. Like, and the acting is, it's Jason Bateman.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the acting is so good. And my favorite character, you guys forgive me, I'm not good with like actor and actress's names. I'm honestly shocked I remembered Jason Bateman's name, but the woman who plays Ruth Langmore is like phenomenal actress. I can't even. Anyway, and also the final episodes of This Is Us, which is such a good show. I can't believe it's ending. So sad. Okay. Number three of our five right now. What is something you are really looking forward to happening this summer?
So during the pandemic, my family and my aunt and uncle's family all went in together to buy this very rustic cabin, which is a really cool opportunity. And it has no cell reception and no internet, and it's very peaceful. So I'm excited. This is kind of our first real summer. So I'm really excited to go up there. Just takes a bit of planning to be off the grid like that. So, yeah.
Definitely. And what kind of setting is it in? Is it in like the woods? Is it in the mountains?
Oh, both of those places. Yes. Ooh, awesome. And there's a big sign that says grizzly bear country. So I'm always a little on edge. So, yeah. But everyone else seems fine. But no, but it is very much, it's up a logging road, and it's just this little area of like 50 cabins. So there's running water and propane.
So a commode?
No hot water.
Is there a toilet?
Yes, there's a bathroom. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
There is a flushing toilet. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I could probably do that.
Yeah.
I would probably enjoy that, actually. I like camping, but if I'm going to be somewhere for like a week, I would need a toilet.
A friend put it perfectly. It's adult camping. Like, you have a bed, you have a toilet, you have the ability to cook, but it still feels like rustic.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to some extended studio time this summer, because my husband has a little more flexibility with, you know, his job. And we really love taking long family bike rides where we live. When the weather's good, we have a greenway that connects all across our city. Like, right, you know, a short.
Hey, everyone's going to want to move to Fort Wayne now. They're going to have to Google it.
It's horrible.
Find it. Yes. But they're going to be like, I heard there's a greenway somewhere.
I wonder if it's easier to find your cabin versus Fort Wayne.
That's a really good question.
We might have to do some research on that. Okay, number four, what is one thing happening in your studio that you are proud of right now?
I am really proud of the work I did for my test show. I was very, very vulnerable. It's all about my fertility journey. And I am not going to continue making work directly about it, but the sort of you know, ripple effect of that series is showing up. And yeah, it was just a really powerful experience to be that vulnerable. And there was, you know, I could do a whole monologue about all of those things, but it's, you know, it's a lot to kind of say, you know, what's really happening, but it has had a huge ripple effect in the studio for sure, and how I think about my work. So I'm proud.
Awesome. And I would say that I'm proud of the fact that I feel like I've really settled into a place in my studio practice where I have these like three distinct bodies of work that are all in motion. And I've kind of finally seen the light about how they all connect, rather than feeling like the insecurity about them feeling disconnected or something. You know, like how, like, as an artist, you're like, well, I can't go start making that because that doesn't like fit in with, you know, but then you like feel like you really want to make that. And you just, you keep like, you have all these emotional battles. And, you know, I feel like I've really come to a place where I'm like, I have this body of work and it serves this purpose. I have this body of work and it serves this purpose. And like, they all speak to each other. They all feel cohesive and strong. So I could totally change my mind tomorrow on that, but I'm going with that for today.
That's awesome.
Okay. And to close, what is something new that you have learned that you are excited about?
Well,
this was your question.
Come on, lady. I have been making the new TTN website. And I learned how to change the font on your website, on the website and on the buttons, so that it looks very fancy, in my opinion. I struggled, by the way, it is not hard, but I couldn't figure it out. And now I know how to do it. And so my artist website, I'm changing all the font. Can't wait. That's what I've learned.
Oh, I had a hard time coming up with something. I don't know why. I think it was that you are excited about, because I've learned some new things. Like, the first thing that came to mind was, I've learned how to cook family meals on a camp stove. Am I excited about that? About the fact that I'm cooking on a two burner camp stove for my family of five, because we're going through a kitchen renovation. No, but you know what? We're making it through. It's not as stressful as it was a month ago. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be really exciting when I have a beautiful kitchen at the end.
There you go. So you learn something and you're excited about it later.
Yes.
When you don't have to do it.
Not necessarily
in the connected. Same sentence.
Yes. All right, Jamie. So where can folks find out how to be a part of this radical movement that we are
community over competition, yeah. Baby.
How can they join us?
Let me tell you, Kaylin, they can join us on a brand new website with different font colors. Now, we have been able to get thrivetogethernetwork.com, as well as the Instagram is that. And then very soon we have the handle of the network. So it's Thrive Together Network. It's a convoluted link because of Mighty Networks. But if you go to the website, you can find it. We're going to have the link in our Instagram. And as well, we're going to send out a really great newsletter from time to time that will have information all the time for you.
Yep. Just go to thrivetogethernetwork.com to find out more. And that has all the information. And join us for our first round of Thrive Together Network Crit programs, which are opening June 7th. Spots are limited as usual, because we only have a certain amount of mentors that we're working with. We would love to be in community with you. We would love to serve you. And we're really glad that, you know, we still have other things that we're doing. If being a part of our network at this time is not what you need, like, we've still got the podcast, Jamie's doing stuff. So we're still here. We still want to connect with you. But let me close with this bell hooks quote that I found that I feel like really sums up what we're trying to do. It says, one of the most vital ways we sustain ourselves is by building communities of resistance, places where we know we are not alone. And that's really what Jamie and I are trying to do. We're trying to sustain ourselves by collaborating. And we're trying to build communities where you can resist, you know, the insecurities that happen all the time, all of the things that come against you as an artist. And we're trying to create a place where you feel like you're not alone.
Okay. We got you. We got you. We'll see you on the network.
The Artist Mother podcast is curated and produced by Kaylin Butine. Music by Josh Middleton. Editing and mixing by John M. Butine. Please visit www.artistmotherpodcast.com for episode notes and to find out how you can further support this podcast.